From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Lori London reporting. Hillary Clinton goes on the assault against Donald Trump. The Democratic presidential candidate called her Republican rival dangerous and unqualified for the presidency in a blistering foreign policy speech on Thursday in San Diego, California.
Americans aren't just electing a president in November. We're choosing our next commander-in-chief, the person we count on to decide questions of war and peace, life and death. And like many across our country and around the world, I believe the person the Republicans have nominated for president cannot do the job.
And right after that speech, Trump tweeted, "Bad performance by, quote, crooked Hillary Clinton, reading poorly from the teleprompter. She doesn't even look presidential." Well, at the same time Clinton was delivering her speech, House Speaker Paul Ryan ended an extraordinary public split between the GOP's presumptive presidential nominee and the nation's highest-ranking Republican office holder, by endorsing Trump.
You know, I had people on both sides of it. I had friends wishing I wouldn't support him. I had people saying, wishing I would. I really didn't feel any pressure other than my goal is to make sure that we're unified.
Ryan said that will be his goal until the election. Amnesty International is urging the European Union to stop plans to return asylum seekers to Turkey. The rights group issued a 35-page briefing saying the EU-Turkey deal to curb irregular migration was illegal and reckless. Turkey is hosting 3 million refugees, predominantly Syrians, and expected to receive more as part of the deal. You're listening to VOA.